the way to think of a website, a lot of people, including myself, when I first got on the web, I had a pretty idealistic view of what would happen. I thought I could throw up a website, all of a sudden people would magically discover it and money would start pouring in.
Right.
But there is a process of marketing involved, advertising involved, that can take you. But again, since I've been doing this now since 97, the web part of it, I now have a process that can help people launch a website on a Monday, say, and start actually generating money on a Friday, actually
wow.
sooner than that. But the steps are there. It's not that difficult. I'll give a hint. For example, if you launch a website today, there's absolutely no way that anyone on the planet knows that it exists. So one of the first things that you may want to do is invest in advertising, let's say on Google.com. They have a pay-per-click. Anyone who's done a search on Google, for example, will see on the sidebar their list of companies that have paid to be listed there for the particular thing that you're selling. And it's very cheap. I don't think there's an upfront cost, but you only pay anytime someone clicks on that on your ad and drives you to that site. In fact, on one of our local entrepreneurs, Stars and Stripes, if you do a search on Saipan, you'll see, you know, enjoy an evening, an enchanted evening on the sea, starsandstripes.com, and that's some free advertising for you.
Okay.
For him. But yeah, it's that. That's one of the quickest ways for you to get jump started on the web once you launch a website.
Okay. So unless you have a million hits or something, you're going to be okay. But hopefully if you do have a million hits, it's going to generate enough income to pay for whatever the hits are.
And there are different ways.
Yeah.
People can either be buying your product without those million hits, or there are other ways that you can generate income. There's passive income that you can generate simply by having a website, even if you're selling nothing on that site.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a blog, for example, and people are coming every day to visit, Google also has, and Yahoo and other companies have, advertising. It's one program called Google AdSense, for example, where you can allow Google to post ads on your site for other products and services that are related to your content, and then you actually earn a few pennies every time someone clicks on those ads. So without doing a single thing except having a blog up on the internet, you can generate passive income, and there are people generating $20 a month, $30 a month, $100 a month, $1,000 a month just from passive advertising on their site. So you could go away for a month, not do a thing with your website, and come back and actually have generated money. So there are different channels and streams that exist out there for people to, and that's the thing. There's value. So you have a blog, and it's for you, it's just your ramblings about life, you know, life in the CNMI. But for other people on the other side of the world, it's really interesting, and they'll come and visit every day to check out your blog. And as they're scanning and as they're perusing your blog, they may see another ad on the side that interests them, and they click on it, and you've generated 5 cents.
Okay.
And enough people do that, and you can, you know, generate enough to buy lunch every year.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah, that's right. Now, Walt, if somebody is interested in this, let's say they've got an idea in the back of their mind, and they're like, boy, I've been wanting to try this for a long time, but I just don't know where to go. What do they need to do? Do they need to buy your book? Do they need to come to the workshop? Can they have consultations with you personally?
Well, they can do all of the above, except
we
don't have a workshop planned right
now.
So if there's some sponsor listening out there who would like to host one, then I'm very open to it.
Okay.
But yeah, they can check out the website, passionprofit.com, as a first step to take a free personality test to help them discover what their passion is. My information, my email address is on the website as well, passionprofit.com, and they can check that out.
Okay. And at this point, you're going to be on Saipan TFN, huh?
Yes. Until further notice, I'll be here. And so people, you know, people see me riding around on my bicycle on Beach Road.
Okay.
Be gentle with
me. Is that your main mode of transportation?
Right now, yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm just enjoying the scenery.
It's green.
I like the sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Jamaica, so I don't do the aircon thing or the...
Okay. I take it you're not a scuba diver.
Not yet, but
I was going to say, hauling your tanks on a bike would be a little tough, yeah.
After seeing your pictures, I definitely know there's another world under the sea that I'm missing out on, so I definitely like to check that out.
You know, and people come here, I can't tell you how many times I've had people come here, usually teachers, and right before they get ready to leave, they'll say, hey, can you take me on a dive? I've always wanted to know what it's like, and I'll take them, and they're like, oh man, I'm leaving in 2 days, I've never done this before, and I'm like, I'm sorry to tell you, you know, it's awesome down there.
Right,
yeah,
right,
it is.
No, I've seen it.
So as long as you're out here, yeah, you ought to take advantage of it and give it a shot. But is there anything else that you want to share with us? Any information?
Well, funny you should ask, and you might regret that, Harry.
Okay.
As you know, a couple of days ago, I did a talk at the Rotary Club.
Yep.
And someone there asked me a question. They asked, how can we stimulate the economy? How can we revitalize the economy? And I gave a short answer at that point. But I've been doing some thinking since then, and I do have some answers to that. I don't know if you want to...
Let's hear it, because we can all use a little help right now.
All right. First of all, let me say that when people ask... and you'll have to monitor the time on this one, because I've been known to ramble on for 3 hours, so you feel free to cut me off. When people ask, how can we re-stimulate the economy, how can we revitalize, a lot of times what they're really asking is how can we, they have a limited view of what that success looks like. So they're actually asking, how can we get things back the way they were? Mm-hmm. They're, you know, a certain reliance on tourism or what have you. And I'd like to suggest, however, that the new Saipan, the Saipan that emerges from this particular downturn in the economy, may not look anything like it did in the past.
Right.
So one of the things that I'd like to suggest to people is that in order to answer that question, first of all, it's a question that has many different layers and many different facets to it, but I can answer it from my perspective, and everyone, in my opinion, can only answer it from the perspective that makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. And with 60,000 people on the island, let's say there are at least 60,000 different answers to the question, question, how can we stimulate the economy? But the first thing that's going to be required, I think, is that we're going to need to ask different questions.
Okay.
All right. And the second thing that's going to be needed is that you're going to have to question the status quo. Why do things have to be the way that we've always expected them to, always thought that they were, okay? And the third thing is what I've noticed in talking to people is we're gonna have to avoid what I call limiting absolutes. If I suggest an idea, let's say, of how we can get an industry going here on Saipan, how can we stimulate the economy, somebody might say, well, you know, that'll never work here on Saipan, yada, yada, yada. Or we tried that before, and this is the way things are. And that's what I call a limiting absolute. It's a broad sweeping generalization about the way things are, okay. And it's usually formed in a way that limits our creativity and our way of thinking and our way of emerging from what we're going through. So we're going to have to avoid that in our way of thinking. And then the major thing is we're gonna have to take a leap of faith. And the leap of faith that I'd like to suggest is that there is value everywhere. I heard somebody mention once that Saipan has no natural resources. In a discussion of value. But the leap of faith that's gonna have to be required is that we're gonna have to recognize that value exists in a lot of different ways, shapes, and forms, and that it's simply a matter of creative thinking that can have people recognize value that wasn't there before. So what I'd like to give is three different examples or three different ways of thinking about how we can re-stimulate the economy. Now, okay. any change in the economic situation is going to have to happen on an individual level first.
Sure.
So one of the things that I'm going to first suggest is that from an individual basis, every individual, because of what I believe in terms of turning one's passion into profit, every individual has the ability to take something that they may not have recognized as value before and then make an income out of it.
Okay.
I've been coaching some people here on island, and I'll give you one example. There's a fellow who, in fact, I wrote about him in my article in the Saipan Tribune, Captain Carl mm-hmm, Bashir,
right.
Who for years and years had a little book that he traveled around with. He was contemplated getting into the handyman business. So he bought a book years ago in 1991, and it was sitting in his, you know, in his home for years. And every time he moved, he traveled around with it. And he came to my workshop last year, and something clicked that he said, you know, that's a book that I always found very interesting. It would probably sell well on the internet. Real simple. Mm-hmm. A book that was sitting for 16 years generating no value. So he came to me and we decided to set up. I looked at the book. I agreed with him. It had some value. It's not something that existed currently because when the author wrote it first, it was the internet hadn't really taken off at that point. So we scanned the book and we put it up as a PDF document. We launched the website, and within about, I think, a week after we launched, he made his first sale, and then things kind of just took off from there. So. And it's completely done as an ebook, which means that we don't have to print any book, we don't have to mail anything across these, and people in America, people in the UK are buying his book. So from putting a little bit of effort, launching a website, advertising it on Google, he's generating a constant stream of income every day without doing a single thing. I've set it up in such a way that it's all turnkey. The people place their orders, and the ebook gets downloaded immediately and automatically to them. So that's that's one way that an individual, for example, can generate income.
Comes back into the CNMI.
Right, which comes directly into someone living here. So that's an individual. Everyone has something like that, whether it's a passion, whether it's a book that they can write, whether it's a service that they can provide. Let's say you have someone who's a graphic artist. Now that's something, in my belief, the internet is one of the greatest tools that people can use because then you're not limited to a clientele that's geographically based in your region.
That's
so you can sell your artwork. You can go to a website called Elance.com, for example, you know, freelance, Elance, and you can put samples of your graphic art online. And anyone who's looking for an illustrator, for example, will go to Elance and you can generate income. And one of the things about Elance is you can see that it works because if you sign up to the site and look at some of the projects, they actually track how much money people have made selling their artwork. So right now I'm looking for an illustrator for a book that I'm considering. So I put up a post on Elance and people have have submitted their request to me, and you know, and I can use that to